Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Happy Friday to you, Seamus.
Happy Friday to you, Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Something we're all noticing, and we're going to talk about this later. Are we in a recession? Are we not? All I know is inflation is driving up the demand for everyone, and it's especially affecting food pantries.
That's right. Yes, we've all felt it. You sort of on all sides. Food pantries are not immune. Obviously, what they're seeing is just a humongous spike in the number of people that are coming in for their services. A place in Edgewater neighborhood called Care for Real said they've seen a 332% increase in the number of people that have come. Trying to get food from the pantry. And, you know, obviously the pandemic had really spiked this as well. But the difference is during the pandemic, they saw tons of donations and support as people rallied around everyone that was struggling. But now that everyone is getting hit by inflation, the donations are going down, yet the cost of food that the pantries are buying is going up. The cost of fuel to get it and distribute it is going up. So they're really starting to feel the crunch all across the area.
So what's good advice here? Like, you know, do a Google search in your area for local pantries near you and then call and see if they're accepting donations. Would that be a way to help?
Yes, I'd say that's the best way. If you know of a place near you to support it, just something nearby, the one that's helping your neighbors and your friends. There's also some very large organizations in Chicago, the Greater Chicago Food Depository as well, a place called Nourishing Hope, which used to be Lakeview Pantry, Care for Real. There's a place called Chosen Tabernacle in the Englewood neighborhood that's doing its best to hold on. They don't want to cut back any services to folks, but some of the pantries are saying that they might limit the number of visits each family could have each week, or freezing hiring, and a lot of them are just cutting down on the varieties that they're offering for folks.
Yeah.
So it's tough out there.
Yeah, and if you can help, please do. Turning the corner on a new music venue here in Chicago, tell us about the Salt Shed.
Right. All eyes are on Grant Park, but there is a considerably smaller venue coming to Chicago. But this one is a permanent one, and it's pretty cool. It's everyone knows the Morton Salt Warehouse. You see it on the Kennedy with the giant roof and the "if it rains, it pours" slogan. That was Morton Salt hasn't been there in a while. They sold that off, and it's being developed into a big office complex. It's going to have some retail. But it's also going to have a big music venue inside the warehouse. But in the meantime, they've opened an outdoor venue of not small. It's about 4,000 people, and it's right along the north branch of the Chicago River. So when it opens on Tuesday, you'll be able to go see music. You'll be right along the river, which I'm always amazed at how they've turned some of these really really seedy industrial areas into places that Chicagoans can actually see and use and admire, and no longer turning our back on the river. You can really embrace it. So it's called the Salt Shed, which I think is a cool name.
Yeah.
And the indoor venue is going to be open. They're hoping early 2023. They said we're opening the outdoor one first to get some shows under our belt and figure out how this is all going to work. But cool new place. I'm always happy to see new music venues popping up.
Yeah, and when you're sitting by the river, I swear to God, it feels like you're on vacation. It doesn't even feel like Chicago. It's so cool. So
yeah, exactly. It's a great part of the city that we really just haven't used enough. But yes, you could imagine you're somewhere else if you need to do that.
And finally here, there's a guy who was the owner of the Hyde Park Herald since 1953. Tell us about Bruce Sagan.
Right, yeah, I want to do a little tribute to Bruce Sagan, who's 93 years old. He just retired last week, and he's done a, you know, he's really a patron saint of what I do, of local news, particularly in Chicago in the south suburbs. Bruce bought the Hyde Park Herald for $2,500 when he was 23 years old.
Oh, my God.
So almost 70 years ago, Bruce bought this paper because they had announced it was going to close. And he was had been living in Hyde Park, had been a UFC student, and didn't want that to happen. So he scrounged up the money, got it back on its feet, and built it into really an empire that included papers throughout the suburbs. He at one point owned the Southtown Economist, which was now the Daily Southtown. But he's always kept the Hyde Park Herald, has kept it going, and he just stepped down last week. He's going to retire to Central New York, but he transferred ownership to another great news organization that we work with, the South Side Weekly, which is a nonprofit on the South Side, and they're going to run the Herald as an independent paper. So, hey, listen, I've spent my life working at newspapers. I love to hear when newspapers continue to survive.
Yeah.
And this is one of the guys that's really done just a ton to get the news out to all of us everywhere.
Well, we thank Bruce Sagan for all his efforts. Appreciate it. Extremely local news. He's Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. You have a great weekend, and thanks for everything.
Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate it.